Because you know what we all think of the Apple Snack Store. That was especially for Big Fatty.
Look at those balls! Why, it's absolutely hideous!
Hideous! Hurrah! Big Fatty's got some big
balls.
Look
at those balls!
But, love me some BFO. Big Fatty Online. Anyway.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
My name is Big Fatty, and I'm gonna sing...
Well, hello everyone, this is the BFO, episode 162 of the aforementioned BFO, for Monday the 15th of September. 2008, and coming up on today's show, it is a full moon. Well, it's always a full moon when the underpants are down. Oh, Lord, y'all, the fat one is here with you, and boy, has it been a hootenanny of a weekend. We have had the Ryan Starr Jones and the Jason from The Way We See It here in town. We have had the Super B from the QCast Connection here in town. We have had the Tim Cormall and the Ron Prada Soho from the Tim Call an Ambulance here in town. We have had Daniel Brewer and his husband Larry here in town. Larry Cly's been around. Larry Vader's been around. Oh, and by the way, did I mention that Biloxi Blues opened? Well, y'all, we have indeed had the opening weekend of the Biloxi Blues, and it went very well. There were no incidences after the underpants poppage on Thursday night. My costumer, who is a homosexual, I asked him on Friday night. He was back in the dressing room on Friday night, and I asked him, I said, Larry, could you put a stitch or two in Private Wachowski and Private Jerome's fly in their underpants? Fly in the underpants, you fly shoe. And so their junk doesn't pop out. And he goes, well, you know, against my better judgment, I will. And sure enough, he went into the dressing room, and the guys were already partially dressed, so they just stood up and dropped their pants and dropped their underwear, and he put the stitch in it, and their junk was just right there in his face. And he came up to thank me later that he says, I've never taken so long to put a stitch in a pair of clothes in my life, but it was just all right there. I said, was there a huge wet spot on the ground from where you did this? And he said no. But anyway, so the underpants, there was no incident, but it was Private Wachowski and Private Jerome who had some poppage at the preview performance on Thursday night. We had an excellent, excellent crowd on Friday night, and we had our reviewer there on Friday night. And y'all, I would like to just take a moment and read you the review that was in the Charleston Post and Courier. That's the South's oldest daily newspaper, if you will indulge me, please. Now, I will say there were three reviewers at the same show on Friday night, so we'll have those other two reviews later on. But I thought I'd read the one that was in the newspaper. Now, it did not come out in Saturday's paper after the Friday night opening, but because there were three shows opening, and the other two shows were reviewed in the Saturday paper. But quite frankly, I'm glad that ours didn't come out until Sunday because we were the only one in the paper on Sunday. The paper is read by more people on Sunday. And we had more space for our review. So I'd like to read this. It was the title of it was Biloxi Blast Off the Stage by George Hubbard of the Post and Courier. Neil Simon's Biloxi Blues exploded off the stage at Footlight Players Theater to open their fall season. 8 men and 2 women gave an excellent evocation of men in basic training in the early days of World War II. Alex Hoffman leads as the narrator protagonist Eugene Jerome on his first journey away from Brighton Beach, hoping to lose his virginity while not losing his life. Among his buddies were Stephen Dean as Don Carney, whose ambition is to be the next Perry Como, Mitchell Dukes as Joseph Wykowski, the company bully, and the outstanding Patrick Ryan as the rebellious Arnold Epstein. Ian Walker is their nemesis sergeant, Sergeant Merwin J. Toomey, every draftee's nightmare. Take every mean and nasty commander you could have ever imagined, roll them all together, and Walker has studied them to perfection. The guys struggle with his commands throughout the two acts, and by the end, one can see at least some improvement. In most of them, that is. James Hennessy, played by Eric Collins, doesn't finish the course, but I won't spoil the plot by telling you why. Jacqueline Helmer is at once hilarious and tender as Rowena, one of Biloxi's professional women, and Eugene finds true love at last, at least temporarily, with Daisy Hannigan, excellently portrayed by Amanda Johnson. They manage to conquer his Jewishness and her Catholicism just before he ships out. Performances continue through September 28th. So that was the review that was in the Post and Courier here, and quite frankly, I could not be more delighted. Now, I did call home to the Hats, and they were a little disturbed that Big Fatty's name was not mentioned in the review, but y'all, it's not about Big Fatty. It's about the actors doing a good job and doing a good performance, and if they're directed correctly, then it will be reflected in the play receiving a favorable review. So, I will, over the next couple of days, I'll read you the other two reviews. And I want you to remember now, all three of these reviewers saw exactly the same performance, okay? Because I've read one of the other two, and it's... although very favorable, it disagrees with this review. Although I agree that this review best sums up the play. But Ryan Star, the whole podcast. I'm not going to go through all those fucking names again. You know them. Anyway, let's stop playing this fucking Biloxi Blues update music and just get into the weekend of talking about these podcasters, shall we? Now, y'all, Mr. Ron Prada Soho, and by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but the devil wears Prada. But Mr. Ron Prada Soho and Mr. Tim Call an Ambulance Cormall arrived in the Big Chuck Town on Friday morning, and they were able to check into their hotel, and we met up for lunch. And along with Larry Clyde, the four of us went to a place that, y'all, I've never fucking been to this. I've never even seen this fucking place. And yet, Larry Clyde has taken it to us. Because, you know, we have to go to some place that has the vegetable-tarian entrees. Well, y'all, we walked in there and everything on the menu is vegetable-tarian. And I'm like, Ron, would you like to go across the street to the Chick-fil and have a Chick-fil sandwich? And but actually, there were a few things that had the chicken on it, and I guess it was turkey that was on it. But y'all, it was actually very good. I had some sort of wrap sandwich that had the turkey and cucumbers and lettuce and some sort of dressing on it. What kind of dressing? It was like a green goddess dressing or whatever, and a big wrap, and it was big and fat. You know, if you saw the penis, you would go, if it were a penis and it was that big around, you'd be going, and you want to put that where? So, anyway, so we had that, and y'all, I have to admit, it was very good. And it had sort of an eclectic feel to the place, and it was the clientele was a little eclectic also, which means of course that there were some, you know, surfer boys and scruffy face boys and things like that in there, and that made it delicious, y'all. After that, I gave Ron Prada Soho and Tim Cormel a tour of the coal mine, and they did a little shopping, and then I had to kind of get ready for opening night. We went down to the theater, because I had to take the clean underpants down there that I washed on Thursday evening. By the way, I have underpants washing right now that I'll have to take back for next Thursday. But and no, Freddie, I did not sniff them before I... Well, okay, never mind. So we had to go by the theater to take the underpants and all back down there, and they got their tickets, and then we went to, we came back to the coma. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, and it's not even late, and I'm really not even that tired, but we came back to the coal mine and did the tour and all that kind of stuff, and blah, blah this, and blah, blah that, and you know, whatever. But then I kind of had to go, and so Ron and Tim hung around with Mr. Larry H. Vader, and that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And so Mr. Vader was with them the rest of the afternoon, and then I think Mr. Vader and Larry Cly and Tim and Ron went to some vegetarian place. But I'm sure you'll hear about that on Larry Cly's show. So this is going to be a multicast. You're just going to have to, you're going to have to listen to a lot of podcasts to know exactly what was going on the whole weekend. But opening night, I've already talked about that. Never mind. Saturday, I met up with the group from Orlando and the group from D.C., and we went to the barbecue place, the Jim and Nick's. Larry Cly was there. And so I guess there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us at that meal. There were 7 of us. And y'all, that was when we had the first incident of the weekend, and hence the name of today's show. Y'all, Mr. Tim Cormel ordered the vegetable plate at the barbecue place, which was, you know, seemed to be a reasonable thing. And the vegetables came, and Tim had to send back the green beans because there was ham in them. Now, y'all, Big Fatty loves the green beans with ham, but the best line of the weekend, and hence the title of today's show, the Super B, Kevin, says, "Was there visible ham?" So everything has been visible ham all weekend. Oh, dear Gussie. Dear sweet mother of God, the phone will not stop ringing. All right, this is good. Hi, you're on the podcast. Who is this, please?
Big Fatty.
This is Big Fatty.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you want me to pick you up?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
All right, what time?
How about 7:45?
Hi.
Okay, say hello to everyone.
Everyone who?
You're on the podcast right now.
Oh, fuck, okay, hi.
Okay, everyone, okay, that's Larry Cly. Bye. So we're going to the Mellow Mushroom for dinner tonight. So, anyway, and he was calling to see if he wanted me to, if he wanted to pick, I don't know. You heard it. But, anyway, so, what was I talking? Oh yeah, Visible Ham became kind of the catchword of the weekend. Then after we had that, then we went to the cupcake store, and Big Fatty bought a dozen cupcakes. Y'all, the bitches are $3 a piece, but I figured since they had driven and flown and all around and everything, the least I could do is buy them a cupcake, especially for coming to the fucking show. But anyway, so we had cupcakes, and then they went more walking and eating all afternoon and all. But like I say, you'll have to listen to Larry Klein's show to find out what the fuck they did. And then they showed up at the theater, and Tim and Ron Prada were running late. Evidently, they broke a water main on their way over, and so there was some sort of spewage or whatever. I don't know exactly what happened, but I understand somebody's water broke. But maybe Tim will cover that on his show. And by the way, you'll notice that each of the podcasters at the cupcake store, then Daniel Brewer and his other half, we'll call him Larry. We met them at the cupcake store, and they didn't want a cupcake. So, you know, that just meant Big Fat Eddie had to bring cupcakes home. But anyway, so Daniel Brewer and his other half, we'll call him Larry, came to the show also. They were sitting on the front row, so they got to see up the underpants. And I believe Daniel Brewer said at one time that he noticed himself looking up the underpants of different characters on one side of the stage, and then realized that the action of the scene was going on the other side of the stage, and thought that maybe he was being a little obvious. Well, y'all, when one of the actors takes his shirt off and shows off his deliciousness body, it's hard to concentrate on anything else but that. But, you know, what can I say? If you got it, make them flaunt it. And they don't seem to mind to flaunt it. But after the show, then we all went out to the Patrick's Pub and had beverages. And y'all, Big Fatty had a couple of beverages. And then Tim Cormall and Ron Prada Soho bought Big Fatty Tanqueray and Tonic. And then Daniel Brewer and his other half, we'll call him Larry, bought Big Fatty a beverage. And Daniel had to ask me what I drank. So, you know, that means he don't listen, y'all. So, anyway. But I want to thank them for that. And then Sunday morning, oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, the Roach lights came on at the Patrick's Pub last night. Or Sunday night. Or Saturday. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. All right, well, I'll just have to continue this tomorrow if I can remember. I've been told I need to make notes when I don't finish something. Daniel Brewer told me that. All right, where did I end? I ended at Saturday night. Okay, so I'll pick this up for what happened on Sunday. And, yeah. So, y'all, we are heading out to the Mellow Mushroom now. Hopefully, there'll be some Visible Ham on my pizza. And hopefully, you'll enjoy your full moon. And maybe you'll get some Visible Ham. Ha-ha! You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.